Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
From NBC Sports Bay Area, Ray Rado, good enough to hop aboard with us for a couple minutes. What do you say, Ray?
Probably nothing, so this could be disappointing for us both.
Well, at least we got you up. We've had some phone issues, so it's better than nothing. And we'll determine if we do 10 good minutes here or not. We shall see. Here's an off-the-wall question. If you went down to the Embarcadero and just grabbed the first sports fan you saw and you offered him any jersey of any San Francisco player for the upcoming season, who would be the first choice?
I would guess it would be Stephen Curry, followed closely by Jimmy Garoppolo.
Right, that's where I was going to go. Has Garoppolo moved so quickly? Because I know his jerseys are selling off the hook across the country, not only the Bay Area, but you're the driving area for sure. But absolutely everywhere, the Garoppolo jersey is being grabbed. How much pressure is on this guy coming into the season?
Well, he only has to win two Super Bowls in the next year, so not much. No, there's a fair amount. And to me, the real pressure is what he's going to face now that he's going to be dealing with defensive coordinators who have seen what he does for 6 months. He was sort of a blank slate when he got the starting job last year, and I think one of the reasons why he enjoyed as much success as he did was because there was no template for him. He came, he hit the ground running, and clearly he is talented, clearly he has skills. But I think the big problem that people have in trying to figure him out is the fact that defensive coordinators did not have a lot of time to figure out who he was. And the same thing happened with Colin Kaepernick when he first became the starter. But after 6 months of teams breaking down what film there was, it became easier. So I think the pressure on him is entirely football-based because while there are going to be expectations, I think the biggest thing is to figure out how not to be the same guy that he was last year. I think he's got to change, a bit of what he does or expand his game so that he's always going to be at least half a step ahead instead of, as Kaepernick became eventually, a half step behind.
Let me follow, take that a step further. It's an intriguing point you make about comparing him to Kaepernick. Part of it is it's on the quarterback, 85%, 80%, whatever number you want. But it's also on the coaching staff and being able to, when teams adjust, to then readjust. And you can only work with what you have and the quarterback's capabilities and the like. And maybe you're right in that Kaepernick had his skill set. And if they had tried to do different things or more things, it might not have worked. How confident are you in that this coaching staff, when teams adjust to Garoppolo, are going to have a plan B, are going to be able to find other things that he can do and continue to have, if not the same exact success, enough success for them to continue winning football games?
Well, I mean, I think right now the coaching staff, looks awfully good. Because don't forget, the 49ers had two very different and distinct seasons last year. Until Garoppolo was the starter, they were a bad team, and they were a genuinely bad team. Once he got the job, they didn't get beat. So I think, the book is still open on Kyle Shanahan and his staff as well. But, the presumption is that based on what he did in Atlanta, he'll be able to figure things out. The question is whether what he figures out can be carried out by Garoppolo to the extent that it needs to be. And that's why this is going to be a fascinating season. It would seem on its face like Shanahan and Garoppolo are both qualified enough to handle any issues that they've got. But, you know, it's not that simple. And there's a reason why quarterbacks don't immediately hit the ground running without some bloody noses along the way. So I think it's a very open question. And we'll see in the first 6 weeks if, in fact, you know, Garoppolo is really as good as he's advertised and whether Shanahan is as good as he's advertised.
Correct.
Because,
they're both
again,
being judged.
6 months of study, you know, can basically discombobulate any offense. But if you're good enough and you've got players around you that are good enough, you can beat that system too. So I think we're about to find out.
Let me go there. Did they add enough on offense to stay ahead of the curve, weapons for Garoppolo for this upcoming season?
I think that, you know, again, I think they still have, you know, I don't think they've got a good enough running game yet, but they discovered in Marquise Goodwin a wide receiver of some quality. I think he's probably going to be fine. They still could use a tight end. Their offensive line has still got some work to be done to it. So I think they began the process. But, I mean, it's got to be remembered. This is not the team that was just 5-0 at the end of the season. It was the one that was 1-9 before Garoppolo became, or 1-10 before Garoppolo became the quarterback. So I can say it looks good, but they have much to prove, and they've got to prove it right away with a difficult schedule that starts in Minnesota. So I think the fun thing about the 49ers is that people who think they know actually don't, but the skill set or the possibilities are either this is not going to go well or this could be fabulous.
All right, we're talking to Ray Rado from NBC Sports Bay Area here with us on CBS Sports Radio. All right, back to my original question, jersey choice of any San Francisco fan. You said Curry 1 and Garoppolo 2. Where on the list, what number does Boogie Cousins fall in?
I'm not even sure anybody knows what his number is going to be yet. I think that's going to be down the list because you're still looking at Buster Posey. You're still looking at, Kevin Durant, Draymond Green, Klay Thompson, Andre Iguodala. I mean, you're looking at a lot of Warriors. Not many other 49ers. I think Derek Carr's probably got a fair number of jerseys out there for him. So I would say DeMarcus Cousins is down the road a bit.
Fair enough.
I mean, they're not going to see him until February.
So. Right. How's that going to go? Are his teammates going to be perfectly cool, have him around, just letting him watch, getting in better shape, rehabbing and the like? I think one of the keys to the Warriors winning 3 of the last 4 championship is the culture that Steve Kerr has built there. Is Boogie going to be able to fit in without a problem?
I think the only problem that he will have, I mean, based on the fact that the players were asked before Cousins was signed if they were going to have a problem, they were enthusiastic about getting him. I think the only problem DeMarcus Cousins will have is physical, which is how much has he lost after the Achilles injury? Because he is a big guy, carries a lot of weight, and if he's not able to handle screens, you know, getting around, you know, dealing with, you know, setting and getting around picks, if he's not able to defend, we'll find out. But I think that's a far bigger adjustment than all the things that people think are a problem, like his deportment on the floor or his volatile temper. I think those things will not be a problem. If they are a problem, the Warriors have very little money tied up in him. And if he can't get around that much, they'll just release him. But I think the problem with him will be physical, which is how much of his game has he lost and how much of it can he not get back?
All right, last question. Don't know if you've given this any thought whatsoever. Christmas Day, the primetime game, which is early afternoon for you out there on the West Coast, late afternoon for us here on the East Coast. Chances are the Warriors are going to be in it. Is their opponent going to be the Lakers, the Celtics, The Rockets. Who are the Warriors taking on in the key game on Christmas Day?
I think it'll be the Lakers. The Clippers are no longer an adequate Christmas Day team, and I think ABC will want one more round of LeBron v. Warriors, and the Lakers should be interesting enough that the rest of it will carry itself. So I'd be surprised if it wasn't Warriors-Lakers.
I'll give you my prediction. I made this a couple nights ago, probably after the Boogie signing or whatever, but I don't remember exactly where it was. The key game, Warriors-Celtics, followed immediately thereafter by Lakers at Cavs. LeBron going home to Cleveland for his one visit back to Ohio. The first game is Warriors. Second game is LeBron immediately thereafter. We shall see. Ray, good stuff. Appreciate you coming on board. Thanks for the insight. Glad we were able to hook up.
Sure. Take care.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.